Don, you okay? You seem really stressed.
I don't want to talk about it.
You sure?
It's just that last night, I was abducted by aliens. It was awful. They had lots of tentacles and weird probes.
Don, are you sure you weren't just dreaming?
Look at me, Yael. My heart's racing and I'm sweating. Would I get this worked up over a dream?
You know, that's a great question. In fact, in one study, psychologists asked just that.
Asked just what?
If a memory causes physical distress, does that necessarily mean that the event you're remembering actually happened? And interestingly, to answer this question, the researchers studied people who reported being abducted by aliens. After all, most people would agree that the odds that these folks were actually abducted are pretty slim.
That's what I thought. Before last night.
Anyway, so what the scientists did was ask the participants to describe their abduction memories, along with a non-abduction related stressful memory. Then the researchers converted these descriptions into narratives that they played back to the participants while monitoring their heart rate, sweat production, and facial muscle tension. And it turned out that, from a physiological perspective, the participants had similarly strong reactions to the alien abduction story and to the non-abduction-related stressful memory. So what these observations suggest is that having a strong physical reaction to a memory doesn't necessarily make the event you're remembering true. It just means that the memory itself is traumatic.
But Yael, that's what the aliens want us to think.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Peter Finn in psychology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.